And it seems like forever that we've had our motoring mate in the studio, Brent Davison. Good morning. Maybe that was you. Yeah, you do smell like the weekend.
No, it's not. I went for a sweaty bike ride this morning. I did shower.
Did you put your Uncle Sam on?
Absolutely.
Because remember, under your arm is the top of the world.
You need Uncle Sam.
You certainly do. Some people need it more than others. Great to have you back. It's some exciting news in the world of motoring. It never seems to go away. And we've got a few things we want to cover this morning. I'm still bamboozled. Toyota have come out and said that the Hilux Ute is the top-selling vehicle in Australia. I can't fathom it.
42,104 units of Toyota Hilux Ute sold, and that is just about 2,000 more than they sold of their next best-selling car, the Corolla.
So Toyota 1 and 2?
Toyota 1 and 2.
The thing I find about it is, whilst we know they're great, and a friend of mine, well, this is horror. If you're a Ute driver, this is not from me, right?
Go on.
They call them Cubs. Cashed-up Bogan. And you've actually driven in a... I'm looking out the window, and you've driven in... Anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute. So they're not cheap.
No.
They're a very expensive vehicle.
Correct.
They do use a lot of fuel. They're a big vehicle, so they're going to. I just find it, in this day and age, I could understand it might be in the mix, but coming in at number one, I find it really strange.
But Todd, the Ford F-Series truck has been the top-selling vehicle in the States throughout the last 25, 30 years.
Complete with gun rack?
Absolutely. I know that's an optional extra.
I know the gun's an optional extra, but the rack's in there. What are the top five? So we've got the Hilux,
top
the Corolla?
Top five, Hilux. Second is Toyota Corolla. Mm. Third is Hyundai i30. Fourth is Ford Ranger. And fifth is Mazda 3.
Okay. No Mini in that list because... Okay.
No.
Okay. Interesting, though, moving on to Toyota, they've decided, they can't manufacture anymore in Australia either.
Yeah, look, it's an economy of scale thing. I mean, we saw Mitsubishi go, we saw Ford go, Holden is going, and now Toyota is going. But let's not split this up. Toyota is not leaving Australia. Toyota is stopping manufacturing here and will become a full importer.
And that's the point, isn't it? Same as Holden, the same as Ford and...
Mitsubishi, Nissan, all of them, full importers.
All right, if you want the last of a line of Commodores, I can't believe this. There is an amazing, amazing, amazing price tag on this particular car. Have a listen to this. I want to take a bit of a flashback with you. Okay, we're going to see if we can get this back for you. We might be having a few problems at the moment. I'm going to come back to it.
Yeah.
So tell us about the new Holden.
Okay, the new Holden is called the GTSRW1. It's made by Holden Special Vehicles. It has a supercharged 6.2-litre Chevrolet V8. It has 474 kilowatts of power and 815 newton metres of torque. And if you're lucky enough to secure one of the 300 built, it will cost you just shy of $170,000, plus on roads.
Plus on roads, $170,000. Have a listen to this.
Commodore, a new Holden so advanced it will challenge all your ideas about Australian cars. A new kind of car for Australia. In three models. Priced
three models.
$6,513 plus on roads.
$6,513. The VB Commodore, when it rolled out in 1978, $170,000. It's got a beverage holder.
Now, listen, I'm a Ford Mustang fan. That's three Mustangs. Right?
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
The good Mustangs, not the dodgy Mustangs?
The current ones and the older ones, not the middle ones.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So I've got to tell you, though, that Commodore, just like the top-of-the-line Falcons, they will be snapped up. They will not stay on the floors for long.
I can tell you something. Most of them have already been sold, and most of them will never see the road.
Smart move.
Absolutely.
All right, Bathurst, not the 1,000, the 12-hour race. It's on this weekend, so you're going to be bleary-eyed by Monday.
This is the good Bathurst. Yes, I will be bleary-eyed by Monday because I, like most of my kind, will be up at 5 a.m. Sunday and will not be going anywhere near a bed until at least 6 p.m. Sunday evening.
Nice.
So there you go. Yes, 12 hours around Mount Panorama. 55 cars, Ferrari, Audi, Lamborghini, Bentley, Porsche. I could go on, but I won't because it becomes boring.
All right, we're just about to run out of time. The best-selling car isn't always the car of the year, and it's just been announced which car of the year it is. Drum roll, please.
Mazda CX-9 SUV. Good thing. Nice car. Really good thing.
Okay.
But, hey, there you go. Wheels car of the year.
It's funny, isn't it? What was it, 10, 15 years ago, it was either the Commodore or the Falcon car of the year, and those days are long gone.
Don't forget the P76 one car of the year.
Exactly right. Where you could put your 44-gallon drum in the boot. We'll have a chat to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Absolutely.
Get some sleep at the weekend. Brent Davison, motoring writer.